this feels like how we should have been operating all along. But oh my God, we just reached our full potential with what we can work as, how we can work. That was awesome.
After making music together for years, the North Carolina band Megafaun feel like they've finally hit their stride. In many ways, the making of their latest album marks a sort of rebirth for the band, so it makes sense that even though this is their fourth release, that the new album is self-titled. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Megafaun rose out of the ashes of the band DeArmond Edison, which was formed by brothers Brad and Phil Cook, Joe Westerlund, and Justin Vernon, back when they were all in high school in Wisconsin. After releasing two full-length albums and an EP, the band broke up. Justin Vernon went off on his own to begin work on what would soon turn into the Bon Iver album For Emma, Forever Ago, and the rest of the guys formed the band Megafaun and began work on their first album, Bury the Square, which was released in 2008. Everyone still remains close friends, though, and Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver, even plays on the new self-titled Megafaun album. The band even returned to Wisconsin from North Carolina to record in Justin's studio, April Bass. When Megafaun visited WFUV's Studio A, they talked to the alternate side's Cara Manning about their experience of meeting each other at jazz camp in northern Wisconsin and bonding over their mutual love of the jam band Phish.
And I think Phish is a really important band for, like, helping jazz kids kind of reassimilate back into the real world.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
If that's their legacy, man, like, God bless them. Because you pride yourself on a lot of the work you put into, like, the study of an instrument, especially as, like, a jazz musician. I mean, it requires a level of, like, understanding and virtuosity and an appreciation for how that balance is kind of there. And you go through phases of playing too many notes, and you go through phases of reacting against that. But I think first and foremost, you love the spirit of improvisation and of, like, the jazz mindset. It's 100% still a part of our operation every day. And I think Phish is the band that shows you as a kid growing up in jazz how you can apply that and these things you learn into a band setting. And on top of that, they're playing for 60,000 people a night. So not only does it work, it can work on the grandest stage.
Show me no resistance. Understate your case. Time behind the only saving grace. Stonewall disposition, hard to penetrate. All you're looking for is a little space. Wait, oh wait.
Get Right, which is this gorgeous opus in this record. Where was the impetus for that song?
To us, it's more contemporary. It's very much like Yo La Tengo, or one of those bands where it's just kind of like, I like that Yo La Tengo is really good at telling a story and then giving the music a time to let the story kind of digest and for you to kind of get lost in, like, your imagination of what things could be. You know, lyrically, it feels kind of like a modern country song. It's very clear and straightforward and sentimental in that regard. And then there's this, you know, kind of long, I mean, it was originally 13 minutes long. We shaved it four different times. We were like, does it need to be 13 minutes? Let's do it for 11 minutes. Well, 11 seems long. Let's do it for nine and a half.
10's good. We can do it under 10, right? That's perfect.
And then we realized that, like, okay, let's just make it long enough so when we play it live, it doesn't freak anybody out if we play it for 10 to 15 minutes.
So it's about 8 now, right?
It's like 8 now, yeah.
Turning down lines at the drop of a dime again. Oh, oh. Dressing up lies in a hollow disguise, a trend. Original sin has a presence in everything. Oh, oh. Better get right over. Try to settle down, but I never seem to find a way. I thought it would die, but it grew.
Live music from the band Megafaun and the song Get Right. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Alex Erker, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.